We spoke on this program yesterday with Senator Kennedy. Joining us this morning is Senator Kyle. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
You voted against this legislation to put undocumented workers on a path to citizenship, and you offered a different proposal, a 5-year program for temporary workers. Tell us about that.
The proposal that Senator Cornyn and I have written would provide a way for us to incorporate the people who are illegally into the in our country today into a temporary worker program, but without putting them on an automatic path to citizenship. It wouldn't preclude that, but in order to become a citizen of the United States, they would have to go back to their home country and apply just like everybody else.
Just quickly, this is Senator John Cornyn of Texas, Republican.
That's right, and we had a bill which was based on a lot of research that the Pew Hispanic Research Center did, asking Mexican nationals if they would participate in a program that would have them able to work in the United States for 5 years and then return home. 71% of them said yes, that they would do that. And we talked to Mexican government officials who assured us that what they wanted for their citizens was what they call circularity, where people would come into the country for a period of time and then return to their home country. Most of the people who came here to work did not come here to become citizens. And I think that's the most troubling aspect of the bill that passed out of the committee yesterday.
How many workers, though, would we be talking about in a 5-year temporary worker program?
It's unclear how many people are actually here illegally, but if one takes the numbers of about 12 million, the assumption is that at least 7 or 8 of those million would want to or are currently working, and the presumption is that at least most of them would continue to want to work.
If you're talking millions of workers in a temporary program, is it realistic to think that even though they may say they'll leave the country in 5 years, that they will leave the country in 5 years?
Understand, what will be in place in 5 years will be a system of employer and employee verification that will make it impossible for anybody to get a job who doesn't have proper documents. And those documents will be part of a new system where the Social Security numbers are electronically verified, so that within a matter of 2 or 3 years, it's not going to be possible to be employed in this country if you're illegal.
Let's talk about the legislation that the Senate committee actually has passed. One of your Republican colleagues, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, says it's not an amnesty. Participants would have to work for 6 years before they could even apply for a green card. They have to pay a fine, back taxes, learn English. What's wrong with that?
Well, first of all, let's go to this matter of going to the back of the line. The line is not in the United States. The line of people waiting to come to the United States with a green card, what's called legal permanent residency, forms in the country from which you come. It's in Mexico or El Salvador or China. That's where the line is. And nobody is being asked to go to the back of the line under this legislation. They stay in the United States. And yes, one of the conditions is that they're supposed to work. Well, they came here to work. They're working illegally today, and they would continue to work. That's not punishment. And, of course, they earn money from that, and presumably they pay their taxes. They should. But it does give an unfair advantage for those people then to be granted a path to citizenship over those back in the home country who are still waiting to come to the United States.
Only 4 of the 10 Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee supported this bill. So going forward, what are the prospects for this legislation?
It depends. My guess is if all of the Democrats remain in lockstep on it, that is to say they all support it, then it only takes a handful of Republicans to provide the majority vote for it to pass. So it could well pass in the United States Senate.
Senator Kyle, thanks very much.
You're very welcome.